Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Get the Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer stuck in their problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and all sessions with me are a safe place where nothing is judged, giving clients the freedom to be. Welcome to the show. And I am guided to remind you that I do offer a free 20-minute discovery session. It's a one-time offer for first-time people. And I'm having problems with talking today. If you are interested in having a free 20-minute discovery session, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on one of the bright green Schedule Now buttons and book your discovery session. This is completely free. I will not sell you anything. You are not signing up for a mailing list. It's just about you and who you are being and what you want to create in your life. And we will spend the whole time working on you. So that's just an option that I'm told to remind everybody about. So if you really want to make some changes in your life, that's one of the ways that you can make that happen. So today's show is about moving forward with your own life. And for a lot of people, that's a really difficult thing to do. It's one of the things that started me on this whole path. I looked at my life. I didn't like my life. I could see where I was creating the same thing over and over in my life, even though I didn't like the thing that I was creating. I was still creating it. And so I had to figure out how to move forward. And moving forward has been a very interesting journey for me. I've learned lots of different healing modalities and met some incredible people, and it's really opened my eyes. And now I can use what I've learned to help you move forward even faster so that you don't have to go through all the things that I went through. Yay! So if you have questions about moving forward with your life or questions about anything in your life, I don't restrict these shows to just whatever the topic is, then feel free to give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. So let's go ahead and go to our first caller, area code 415.
Hey, Barbara. It's Jessica.
Hi. How Hi. Are you, Jessica?
Honestly, tired. Tired, kind of frustrated, and hence the call.
So what is happening in your life now?
Well, the good news is that I'm making money, so that's a plus, because that was a thing going on for me for a while, the focus mm-hmm. on that. What's going on now is that I seem to be, well, what I've been doing, these sort of part-time jobs that I've been getting, is it's a lot of busy work as far as to get the job. So you apply for one job, you work one day for maybe 2 or 4 hours, and then you have to apply for another job. You have to go through the whole emails back and forth, the interview back and forth, because a lot of these agencies, it's just, I don't know, they don't have regular bookings, or it's just a lot of emails back and forth if they do have other bookings for you. And, you know, I'm just tired. I want like just an easy money. That's what I keep saying these days. I just want easy money so that I can focus on building my consulting business. And what happens is I notice that there's like this cycle that I'm getting these jobs and I'm working, but I don't like them. And it's frustrating, all the different steps I have to take to get them. And then dealing with the people annoys me. And then I say to myself, well, you're empowered, no more victim mode. Okay, well then go get a different type of job or make the corporate consulting thing work. But the corporate consulting, you know, building my own business is taking a little bit longer. And it's this cycle of frustration, you know, like I don't want to be a victim anymore. I know I'm not a victim anymore, but yet I'm unhappy in the work that I'm doing just because it's just not, I want it to be easier. So I think anything around that, I just noticed the cycle and it just needs to stop. I just need to be able to relax a little bit more.
Okay. I can understand that. And one of the things that I see with a lot of people, and now I'm being shown that it's true for you too, is that we have these, it's like we set up our lives and we say, okay, all of this stuff is possible. It's wonderful. I can see that person over there is doing it. That person over there is doing it. But we have set up an exclusion that says, I can't do it. It's okay for everybody else in the world to have an easy life and to get whatever they want whenever they want it, but it's not okay for me. So we actually exclude ourselves from what we're seeing as just normal for everybody else. Does that make
sense?
But
that's the frustration for me too, because I speak to myself a lot about that also. I'm like, you can do the corporate consulting. This is very easy for you to do. You know, like, why is it not working? Why can't you get it to start? Why can't you just sign on a client? Like, just get it going. And it's the whole thing that, like, you know, you can make a lot of money doing this. Just step into it already. Just do it. And I am like, well, what am I doing that's preventing myself from, you know, it's one of those things. I know I can do it. At least consciously,
right.
I say that.
Okay, then let's do some work on releasing you from your own exclusions. And let's see, I actually wrote a prayer on exclusions yesterday. Am I supposed to do this or am I supposed to do something else? Okay, so we're going to do the prayer. And
perfect timing.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so repeat after me. Spirit, I have come to realize.
Spirit, I have come to realize.
That I've set myself up to be excluded.
That I've set myself up to be excluded.
From the good that I see as just and normal for others.
from the good that I see that's just and normal for others.
I see that I have a different and harder standard for myself.
I see that I have a different and harder standard for myself.
I don't believe that I deserve to live a life.
I don't believe that I deserve to live a life
that flows with joy and prosperity.
That flows with joy and prosperity.
I always have to experience.
I always have to experience.
Very, very small rewards.
Very, very small rewards.
Even though I give more.
Even though I give more.
And do more good than most people.
And do more good than most people.
I spend hours each day doing good for others.
I spend hours each day doing good for others.
But I do not accept payment or recognition for what I do.
But I do not accept payment or recognition for what I do.
I know that I have learned to love and accept myself more.
I know that I've learned to love and accept myself more, but I still judge everything.
That I do and have done.
That I do or have done.
I fall short of deserving joy and prosperity.
I fall short from deserving joy and prosperity.
I still punish myself.
I still punish myself.
For wrongs done in my life.
For wrongs done in my life.
I'm not perfect, so I can't be rewarded.
I'm not perfect, so I can't be rewarded.
What do I have to do?
What do I have to do?
To finally be good enough.
To finally be good enough.
To have an income that meets or exceeds my needs.
Exactly. To have an income that meets or exceeds my needs.
Why do I deny myself?
Why do I deny myself?
The ability to get paid for what I do.
The ability to get paid for what I do.
I help people in their lives.
I help people in their lives.
I make a difference.
I make a difference.
But I don't allow my life to change.
But I don't allow my life to change.
Why am I such a bad and undeserving person?
Why am I such a bad and undeserving person?
What keeps me from living what I know is the truth?
What keeps me from living what I know is the truth?
I am ready to see what is in my way.
I'm ready to see what is in my way.
Please show me now.
Please show me now.
Close your eyes and take a couple of deep breaths and let's see what they want to show us. Okay, so I see this person standing there and there's, it's like all of these energies are forming these huge chains and there's all these little voices. They're not really saying anything. It's just like they're saying yakety, 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 yakety. But all of these chains are holding you down, holding you back, keeping you from being who you are. And it doesn't make any sense. It's not supposed to make any sense. That's why they're just saying yakety, yakety, yakety. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else they want to say about that. No? Okay. So let's do the next part and start letting this go. Spirit, thank you for showing me.
Spirit, thank you for showing me.
All of these negative, punishing energies.
All these negative, punishing energies.
That I have accepted in my life.
that I have accepted in my life.
I know that I am accountable.
I know that I am accountable.
For accepting these energies.
For accepting these energies.
I also know that I'm not required.
I also know that I'm not required.
To keep these negative contracted energies.
To keep these negative contracted energies.
These energies are not mine.
These energies are not mine.
They come to me from others.
They come to me from others.
And I no longer want, need, or accept them in my life.
And I no longer want, need, or accept them in my life.
I now make the free will decision.
I now make the free will decision.
To release all of these negative, judging, and punishing energies.
To release all these negative, judging, and punishing energies.
From all of my lives.
From all of my lives.
From every lifetime.
From every lifetime.
From every programmed belief.
From every programmed belief.
From every religion.
From every religion.
From all of my family lineage and relationships.
From all my family lineage and relationships.
From everywhere I do or have ever existed.
From everything I do or have ever existed.
Spirit, please expand and decompress.
Spirit, please expand and decompress.
All of these negative contracted energies.
All of these negative and contracted energies.
And disperse them out into the universe.
And disperse them out into the universe.
And transform them into whatever is for the highest good.
And transform them into whatever is the highest good.
I release and banish all of these energies.
I release and banish all of these negative energies.
Now and forevermore.
Now and forevermore.
Just close your eyes, take a couple of nice deep breaths, and we'll see what they're showing us. Okay, all of those chains of dark energy are breaking up, dissipating out into the universe like we asked for. You can actually see the person who's standing there now. There's that whole cloud of darkness is gone. And all of the yakety, 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 yakety is going away. Okay, there's a little bit more that needs to be let go of. So before we install the new stuff, let's do that. So spirit.
You know what it is? There's actually, I feel like I should say something. There's... I think for me, it's just like, I feel so sad after, like, I mean, this is in general, I think, for today, but also I think I'm just like letting myself feel it now, really. And I just get like, I just feel so tired. I feel like I've been on such overdrive for the last month. And then I get so angry because it's like, I don't want to say shit money, but that's what I'm thinking for, like, shit money. I'm running around and all what I do is like, I see this vision of like myself doing the consulting and I want to be doing my TV stuff also, like working on my TV show. And I just feel so sad about, like, I see the vision so clearly and then it's like, I don't know. I just feel so sad about it. It's like right there, but it's like,
right.
I guess in a way, you know, I the TV thing, I feel like I can't touch it or something. And
yeah.
I think that's also even like related to like that lump that I found, that abnormal like lump in my neck, in the front of my neck. Like, I kind of go back and forth from day to day. Like, I'm not sure if it got smaller or if it's just the same. And I feel like it's related to like me not fully expressing myself. I'm not talking about like words. I'm talking about like in life. And it's like, I so
right.
want to be doing that. And it just, it's so upsetting. Like, I just feel so upset by the whole thing.
Okay, that ties in perfectly for what we're...
I think it's all coming to a head. I've been feeling it for a really long time, and I just... It's just such sadness, you know, to be holding on to a dream for so many years.
Okay, let's go ahead and clear this out now that... Because what you're saying ties in perfectly with what I'm being shown, so... Spirit, I don't know how to do this.
That's exactly it. Spirit, I don't know how to do this.
I have this belief about who I am.
I have this belief about who I am.
And all of these changes that I want.
And all these changes of what I want.
Feel like they're more than I can ever have.
Feels like there's more than I could ever have.
Because I believe I'm alone.
Because I believe I'm alone.
I have these beliefs that I have to be strong.
I have these beliefs that I believe that I have to be strong.
That I have to change my life.
Oh, that's so resonating. I believe that I have to change my life. I've been thinking about that yesterday. I was like, how much of this do I have to do, or can just spirit do it for me?
And I am realizing that that is not true.
And I am realizing that that is not true.
And I am ready to surrender.
Back to the S word. And I'm ready to surrender.
I am ready to accept that I am not alone.
I am ready to accept that I am not alone.
I accept that the Creator is within me.
I accept that God is within me.
And I accept that God is on my side.
And I accept that God is on my side.
And that God creates what I desire.
Oh God, even that makes me cry. And that God creates what I desire.
When I get out of my own way.
I'm trying. When I get out of my own way.
So I don't know how, I don't need to know how it's going to happen.
Oh, God. What a fucking joke. So I don't need to know how it's going to happen.
And I don't need to analyze everything to death.
And I don't need to analyze everything to death.
I just need to trust.
I just need to trust.
Ban all of the negative energy.
Spirit, please decompress and expand all the negative energy.
Tied up in who I believe I am.
Tied up in who I believe I am.
And what I believe is possible in my life.
And what I believe is possible in my life.
I accepted all of this energy in the past.
I accepted all this energy in the past.
And I'm not accepting it anymore.
And I'm not accepting it anymore.
I am ready to live the truth.
I am ready to live the truth.
So please decompress and expand all this negative energy.
So please decompress and expand all this negative energy.
and disperse it out into the universe.
And disperse it out into the universe.
So it can become whatever is for the highest good.
So it can become whatever is for the highest good.
Because it no longer has a place in my life.
Because it no longer has a place in my life.
Please do this now.
Please do this now.
Just take a couple of nice deep breaths. Let's see what they're going to show us. So I'm seeing this ball of big black energy that's melting out of your solar plexus, out of your third chakra, out of your identity.
That sounds great.
Yeah. And it's still streaming out. You had quite a bit of stuff in there.
Yippee.
It's also unwrapping from around your shoulders and around your head. Okay. Oh, that feels much better. All right, now we can finish the prayer. Spirit, I know in my heart.
Spirit, I know in my heart.
That I am loved by God.
That I am loved by God.
I know that God has given me free will.
I know that God has given me free will.
So that I can create a life that will allow me to learn and evolve.
So that I can create a life that allows me to learn and evolve.
Please assist me in my evolution.
Please assist me in my evolution.
Please show me what I am needing to release.
Please show me what I'm needing to release.
To accept and allow a life filled with prosperity and joy.
To accept and allow a life filled with prosperity and joy.
Assist me in getting out of my own way.
Assist me in getting out of my own way.
So that I can live a life of greatness and success.
So I can live a life of greatness and success.
Assist me in letting go of the past.
Assist me in letting go of the past.
And embracing now.
And embracing now.
I choose to experience joy and prosperity.
I choose to experience joy and prosperity.
From this moment forward.
From this moment forward.
I deserve more.
I deserve more.
And I choose to receive.
And I choose to receive.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
And take a couple of nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
I feel better. I feel Oh, I'm sorry. There was just another call. I feel like I'm, you know, I need to go take a nap. It's been just, it's time for my nap time. You know, I feel guided to share what happened to me the other day. It's a really short story, but it was something that never really happened to me before. I was working one of these temp jobs and I was doing promotion of a product, and this guy walked in who used to live where I live, where I just moved in. Basically, I moved in and then a couple days later he moved out. But, you know, we had some chats and whatever. So we happened to bump into each other and we were talking. I asked him about his new place, and what happened was he ended up texting me because he was concerned about like some packages being sent to his apartment and asked me to keep an eye out for it. anyway, he ended up texting me and saying, like, hey, would you be willing to help me unpack and organize in my new home? And he was basically like, I was asking him, like, what days and how much and this and that. And he was like, oh, you know, I figured like 4 hours for $200. So I was like, okay, you know, sweet. But what was nice about it was I've never had an experience like that, that someone out of the blue was just like, hey, would you, like, basically just like giving me money, you know, like to do something like super easy that was no big deal. So that really, it sounds so simple and really, and like, why haven't that, you know, come in, it kind of makes me wonder, like, why have I never had that experience before? But so that happened, and I've been sort of just asking Spirit about it. Like, can I have more experiences like that, that people just offer me money for doing like easy stuff? And then what happened was something came to mind that I was like, well, actually, you're living in a new home, and if you want me to do some like energy clearing of your house, I could do that too. Because he was talking to me about that he's interested in meditation and things like that. And he doesn't know what any of that stuff is, but when I go over, I'm going to go over like tonight to help him. But he wanted me to explain it to him. And I think I'm going to probably end up clearing his home. And that was like sort of a wish that I put in the wish box, you know, a while ago with Spirit, that I wanted to do like space clearing in people's homes. So I was like, oh my God, all this, like, it was so easy and flowing. And I don't know, again, my mind still hasn't really made sense of it, but it was, I just felt like sharing it.
Right.
No more analyzing.
You're not supposed to make sense of it. You're just supposed to say, thank you. This is what I'd like. And I'd like more, please. That's it. That's all you
have
to do.
Well, that's what I've been saying to Spirit. Yeah. I was like, can I have more like that? That was so easy and great just by being me, like just by talking to him. And he would, you know, he had the idea to offer that to me. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
So, wonderful.
I wanted to share that. Thank you so much.
Who knows
what will
come about now? You are welcome, dear.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God, you're such a blessing. I say it every time because it's so true. Thank you.
Well, now you can go and lay down and process all of it and wake up feeling like a different person.
Exactly. That's the plan. Yeah. Right, a whole new person. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of the
day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Now we are going to the caller from area code 630.
Hi, Barbara.
Who's this?
It's Mia.
Hi, Mia. How are you? I haven't heard from you in a while.
Yes, I've been working odd hours at night, and I missed the last monthly because I was working on that day.
Oh,
monthly,
okay.
Call in.
Well, it's so good to hear from you. So what's up in your life?
I like to bring in more money, more prosperity. I want to pay down my loans, my student loans.
Okay. And did you hear the prayer that we did on the last call? For the last caller?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I was listening.
Guidance is saying for you to do that prayer too, because that'll have an effect on you, even though your effect will be a little different. But that's okay. It's still your effect. All right, let's see what they want to say about money. Okay. So let's do a little bit of healing work. So would you like a divine infinity healing for releasing those old beliefs that you have, the beliefs about debt, about owing, the heaviness around those beliefs? Because debt weighs us down. We see debt as a negative thing. It's heavy. It weighs us down. It keeps us from moving forward in our lives. It keeps us from having the freedom to actually be who we are. So this divine infinity healing energy is going to go throughout you and find all of the places where you have these debt beliefs that are weighing you down. You also have some beliefs that say because you have these debts, you are not as good a person, which is not true. So you don't need those either. So this divine infinity healing energy is finding those two and expanding and releasing all of that stuff, all of that negativity about debt, about you owing other people and about people who owe you. It's bringing you back into balance where you are okay with yourself and can actually see the benefits that these debts have brought to you. I mean, it paid for your schooling. That's a wonderful benefit. So it's taking you out of all of that heaviness. And that's just drifting off in a way out into the universe because you don't need it. And now you are being filled with that loving compassion for yourself because you really need to get off your own back in so many ways. So it's just opening you up to loving you, to accepting you, to knowing that you're a wonderful person and that people know that you're a wonderful person and that you deserve to have whatever your heart desires and to just allow it to flow into your life. You don't need to figure it out and analyze it or any of that stuff because it's just a gift to you from the Creator. And this is allowing you to just be open to receiving those gifts, no matter how they come, to seeing the good in everything, no matter how it comes. And if you are ready to have this shift in your life, say yes.
Yes.
And take three nice deep breaths. Okay, how does that feel? How does that feel?
It feels lighter.
Okay. So we're going to... All right, let me check in and see what they're saying because they're talking, but I'm not listening. And I'm supposed to listen. Okay. So we're going to do a little bit more of the infinity healing, and this is about really changing your relationship with money. So would you like a divine infinity healing for changing your relationship with money, for releasing any of those old beliefs that you might have been taught about not having enough money, that you can't have enough money, that money is bad if you have too much, that there's that fine line you have to walk where you can have just enough to meet your needs, but you don't want to have too much more than that because if you do, then you cross that line and you've entered into the realm of you've got too much money, now you're a bad person. So this divine infinity healing energy is clearing out all of that because it's not true. It's never been true and it never will be true. And it's filling you with the knowing that you deserve to have whatever you desire, that God is on your side, and that God will let you have millions and millions and billions and trillions and zillions of dollars if that's something that you desire. Because money does not make you a bad person. People only make bad choices, and they make bad choices whether they have money or they don't have money. Because there are just as many people who are living lives that are not based in love who have money as there are people who don't have money and are making those choices. So the money has nothing to do with it. So it's removing all of the strings that are attached to money in your life. And just opening you up to receiving, allowing yourself to receive, being safe with having more, whether it's actual money or just the things that you desire. It's just being prosperous,
allowing prosperity, accepting prosperity, knowing that prosperity is your birthright, completely opening up to prosperity. And if you would like to accept this shift in your beliefs, then say yes.
Yes.
And take 3 nice deep breaths. Oh, how does that feel?
Makes me feel sleepy.
Apparently, this is the show where I'm putting everybody to sleep. Well, you know, when you're letting go of all of that turmoil, you just begin to feel so calm. You know, it's like you're floating in the sea of love, and it's just such a wonderful, relaxing feeling. And you're letting go of all that conflict, all the turmoil, and it's just beautiful. And that's what they're showing me about you, that you are now floating in this beautiful sea of love. All right, let me see if there's anything else we're supposed to clear. And they're saying no, they're just showing you floating in that beautiful sea. All right, anything else coming up in you that you want to let go of? Or are you okay?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Wonderful. Well, great. Well, now we'll have to see how things in your life change. And remember, if you have any doubts or fears or any of that old stuff that comes up, just see it as clouds just drifting through your mind like clouds through the sky. And just let it drift by. You don't need to catch it. You don't need to do anything about it. Just let it drift by. It's not you. All right. Anything else? And I'm not getting that there is. So now you can go and just relax. Take a nap. Whatever it is that you're guided to do. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. And when is your next monthly call-in?
I'm not sure. I will put I'll put a notice in the group because we didn't do one at all this month, and the month's almost over. So, yeah, I do need to do that. Let me write myself a note. And I'll put a notice in the group probably today. And thank you for reminding me. Okay, have a beautiful day.
You too, Barbara. Thank you very much. I feel really good now.
Good. Things can come. Because when you feel good, you're inviting good. Wonderful. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we've been doing work on moving forward. And that is really what actually keeps us from moving forward. It's those beliefs that we have, that we've gotten from a variety of different people and times and places that say that we can't, we're not supposed to, it's not allowed. Or we've set up all of those wonderful exclusions that say it's not allowed just for us. And I see that in a lot of people. So many people are working so hard to make life better for everybody else in the whole world, but they're not allowing anything to get better for them. And it's time for us to let go of that, to step out of those exclusions, because that does not bring us joy. It does not allow us to change our own lives. And it doesn't allow us to be as effective at helping other people as well. Because then you are coming from the energy that says it's not possible for you when you're working with somebody else. And that kind of bleeds into what you're doing. So it's important for you to let go of those beliefs, to clear out the belief that there's anything wrong with you, that you have been so bad, so whatever that you don't actually deserve to be happy. You don't actually deserve to have what you desire. And so when you let go of that, when you just completely recognize that it's not true and just let it go, it's part of that surrendering to the Creator, to God, to Allah, to whatever name you want to use. That's when you open up to allowing more. We really shut ourselves down so often. You know, we have to chase down those thoughts and make sure that we take them apart and understand exactly what it is we're thinking and why we're thinking it and where it came from and what it means. And it just wears us out. So start seeing all of your thoughts like clouds in the sky and just let them drift across your mind. You don't need to know exactly what's going on. And the more you let them go and just let them drift and you actually focus on what it is you desire, focus in on knowing that you deserve happiness, that you deserve prosperity, that you deserve joy, that you deserve love, that you deserve your own life. And the more time you spend in that energy, the more you are bringing that into your life. So I'm not saying that you should be one of these people who actually has all of the negativity that you're hanging on to, while outwardly you have this facade that people see that says, oh yeah, she's always so happy. I want you to let go of hanging on to the negativity because you don't need it. And it's in letting go of all of that that you let go of the facade and your happiness is real. I've worked with people who are so entrenched in the belief that they have to pretend that nothing negative is going on within their own selves, within their own beliefs, within their own systems, that they really have no connection to reality. They can look at their lives and see the issues, and sometimes these issues are absolutely huge, but they, you know, it's like they have a 16-ton elephant sitting in the middle of their living room, and they've draped all of these vines and flowering plants over it, and they think that nobody actually sees the elephant anymore. Well, Spirit says it's okay to get rid of the elephant. You don't need to have the elephant in your room at all. So surrender your elephant. Surrender it to God. Put it into God's hands and trust. And that trust is the tricky part for so many of us. But trust that everything will be taken care of. It's okay for you to have a wonderful life. It's okay for your life to be amazing. It's okay for it to be filled with miracles. It's okay for things to happen and you not to have the slightest idea of how it happened. Because you don't need to get bogged down in the how. You are just trusting. You are trusting that you and the Creator are one. And that God is on your side and working with you to create what you desire. So make sure that you are actually focusing on what you desire and not spending all of your time in fear. Because if you are focusing on your fear, then God is creating your fear. Because God really does create what you focus on. So it's not a matter of saying, this is what my life is going to be. It's going to be happy, 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 happy. While inside you're saying, I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid that this isn't going to work. I'm afraid that I'm never going to have enough. I'm afraid that I'm never going to be loved. I'm afraid that I'm never going to whatever it is you believe you're never going to. Because that is the fire that you are feeding. So you've really got to let go.
So you can use that simple little prayer that I say all the time, Spirit, please decompress and expand all of the energies in all of my bodies and in my personal space now. Thank you. And allow that to work on you. Allow it to work on all of those fears, because those fears are those contracted little energies. And that prayer will expand them. And it takes you out of fear and puts you back in that beautiful, peaceful ocean that you're just floating on, knowing that everything in your life is great, that everything in your life can be absolutely amazing and wonderful. You are usually making a choice in every minute of whether you are going to be in fear or you are going to be in love. Why not choose love? And I asked that question and I could hear some of the answers coming from some of you. I let go of those answers, whatever they were. Just let them go. Allow yourself to be in love. And I'm not talking about the romantic love from soap operas and books and all of that. I'm talking about that pure, unconditional love, that total acceptance of you exactly as you are. No changes required, no strings attached. It's the kind of love that is the Creator. And that love is within you. So let yourself live it. Allow that to be what guides your life. It makes a huge difference in how you feel, a huge difference in what comes into your life, a huge difference in the kinds of people that you encounter. It makes a huge difference. So let that be your focus. You need something to focus on love, that unconditional love. And again, I'm reminded to say I am not talking about that kind of stuff you get in the romantic novels. They're saying don't focus on that. That's not actually real. That's not love. It's mostly based in fear. So don't go there. If you are in a relationship or attempting to have a relationship and wanting to change the person that you are in or wanting to have the relationship with, then you are not in love. You are in fear, because love is unconditional. True love is unconditional. And if you can't unconditionally accept someone, then you're not loving them. Now, this doesn't mean that you've got to live with these, you know, people who are doing wrong or horrible people. You can love someone and choose not to be around them. But it means that you do accept them, that you do accept that there is love within them, even if you can't see it. And then you can just wish them well, send them blessings, however you want to see it. That allows you to get away from fear. And I am being reminded that we should even think about this when it comes to the political drama that is going on in the United States. Send love to all of the candidates. Just wrap them in these big, fluffy, pink blankets of love and ask that they be blessed. People struggle so hard to get what they want. And when those thoughts are being generated by fear, what they actually want is not really what they want, but they don't realize it. So if you wrap them up in those beautiful pink blankets of love, then you're giving them the opportunity to see the truth, to feel the truth, and to make changes in their lives. So don't fight against all of this political rhetoric.
fighting against it, it doesn't do any good. It actually makes it stronger. Instead, just wrap a beautiful pink blanket of love around it and just send them lots and lots of love. And don't choke them to death with the blanket. They're showing me a vision of someone doing that, so stop doing that. You don't need to kill them. You just want to love them. It's all about opening up, opening them up, opening you up, opening the world up. That's what awakening is all about, opening up to love. So let that be what you work at. Let that be how you change your life and change the world. Surround everything with those big, fluffy pink blankets of love. All right, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you all for listening and for those who called in and asked your questions so that others too receive. Remember, all of the work that is done on these shows is available to anyone, not just the person that I work with. If you say yes, then it's happening to you too. So go back and listen to the shows and, you know, say the prayers or whatever it is so that you can change your life. Because you really do deserve to have a beautiful, magical, wonderful life that is filled with unconditional love. That's what you're here for. That's what you're learning. So why not embrace it and start to live it? I will be back on Friday with Elizabeth, so we will be doing the beautiful chants that she does. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. If you have any questions, you can email me at barbara.healing@gmail.com, and I'll be more than happy to answer. Okay, everybody, go out there and spread the love. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.